Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBAV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and it's time for Community Comment. And before we jump into the action here with Terry Bell, wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of those countertops, you can get those upgraded in your kitchen or bathroom. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. And at Professional Floor Covering, they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops, and they will help you find the perfect countertop that fits with your lifestyle and design. Now, without further ado, here is Terry Bell for today's Community Comment.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. There is a lot going on in Fox Lake these days in terms of economic development, housing, and recreation. There's plenty for people who are living and working there and wanting to enjoy a good quality of life. And here to talk with us about that for the next hour or so, our Fox Lake Mayor, Tom Bednarik, and City Administrator Kelly Crombie. Thanks for being with us on Community Comment.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So a couple of big things happening is with a couple of businesses in town. New locations, expanding locations, they're doing very well.
Yeah. So today, actually, Leroy Meats just opened their brand new retail store, which is right next door to their existing facility in Fox Lake. So it's about an 12,000 square foot store. The new building is only going to be for retail, and then they're going to remodel their existing building into solely for processing and manufacturing. So congratulations to Steve and his team at Leroy Meats, and we're really happy that they chose Fox Lake to expand and grow.
So what do you suppose is accounts for all the success they're having?
I think they have really great product, first of all. It's a local company that's putting out a great product. I think people like to see the local food being sold there, and their local tradition, nearly 100 years in Dodge County. Also, the traffic in Fox Lake that goes through on Highway 33, people going up north for the weekends, etc., camping. It's a great place to stop and stock up as you're going up north. So,
we do. We have a lot of it. I mean, even from Beaver Dam upon, when I'm there too, we meet people there. So we're really blessed to have Leroy Meats in Fox Lake. It's been just a wonderful growth.
I was going to just ask whether it's just people in Fox Lake or whether it's people from a wider area who to get their meat there.
Yeah, they've expanded now too. As they put a satellite store in Ripon too, but we used to get a lot of people from the Ripon area and Columbia County and Fond du Lac County. Yeah, it's a very good success story. There's no doubt about it. They've got, like Kelly said, a good product, and the service is great.
Also, Sally Tomato is expanding, moving?
Sally Tomato is going to be adding on to their warehouse in Fox Lake, the Fox Lake Industrial Park. They're going to double the warehouse size. So they're an online company mostly that sells sewing supplies and kits, a lot of like purse-making kits. Jessica started basically from her house, kept growing. They had a little store, a bigger store, and now they've got this pretty big warehouse there. So they've done a great job starting with nothing for their business and growing it into quite the success story all from Fox Lake.
What do you suppose accounts for their success and all their growth?
I think they have a pretty good product too. And I think, part of it may be when the pandemic started, people started sewing again, getting back into that hobby, getting their sewing machines out. So they've continued to grow and offer new product offerings. So we're really happy for Jess and Mitch on their expansion there.
And it strikes me that a lot of young people especially are taking an interest in, you know, making their own things that they use every day, and sewing would clearly be a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right on the young people, because it's I know we've got it in our own family now, too, how younger kids, and I'm talking 8, 9 years old, you know, to sew on, and just different to get interested in. It's mm-hmm. kind of cool that way, yes.
Absolutely. You mentioned that there are things going on at, so Leroy Meats, their new location opens today.
Today.
Anything going on in conjunction with that?
They haven't had anything for today. I think they're planning some stuff for the future with that, but I know that I'm sure it's going to be busy, and they're going to have more than enough to deal with all the customers coming through to check it out today. Mm-hmm.
We understand that BEV is going to be there this afternoon.
We are, as a matter of fact. So that's special, I guess.
Yep, So,
we invite people to come up and join our live broadcasts up there. That's pretty exciting. What little I know about economic development, it seems that, you know, success spurs more success.
Exactly.
And so what do you hope for things going on at Leroy Meats and Sally Tomato? Could, you know, what ripple effects could happen? Or what, and can you talk about any that are happening?
I think, you know, Leroy Meats has kind of when the mayor and the council were looking to start growing Fox Lake, they saw Leroy Meats as a way, kind of a destination business that was going to bring people there, kind of an anchor. And so I think we've seen a lot of other, you know, a lot more interest in Fox Lake, people stopping, getting off the road to take a look at that. I know, you know, we have got a new business downtown that opened last summer, Fox Lake Lounge, at the end of last year. They opened. They're using Leroy Meats products at their business. So, you know, that's been a good partnership there. You know, I think with Sally Tomato, and, you know, we do have some land potentially that the city could develop into another light commercial industrial site. You know, so we're, you know, ready to do business in Fox Lake if we've got companies that are, you know, we're always looking for companies looking to expand in the area and that are a good fit.
Yeah. Our original industrial park is full, and that's what Kelly stressed on it, that a few years back we bought a 62 acres, and that'd be west of town, and part of that can be developed into light industry and that too. That's, we're looking at housing and light industry in that area, and that's where we'll touch on a little bit later where we're going to start within a month or two.
Very good. And that's a good segue to lead into our break. We're talking to Fox Lake Mayor Tom Bednarik and City Administrator Kelly Crombie about what's happening in Fox Lake these days. We're going to take a quick break here and be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Do you close your doors in your home when company comes?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Do you have an inferior interior?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
We can help. Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring us the measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then we can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and our expertise, we will arrive at the room plan you desire and work within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see us today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year, McKinstry's.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine. Tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too. Everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for. Only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Fleet Farm is the place to stock up on supplies for all your furry and feathered friends. Get a 40-pound bag of Sprout Mixed Bits cat food for just $25.99. Save $5 on all bags of Nutrisource dry dog food. And for you backyard birders, 20 pounds of KT Basic Blend bird food is now only $11.99. Count on your local Fleet Farm for the best prices guaranteed on all your feed, seed, and pet care needs. And find even more weekly deals at fleetfarm.com.
Hoekstra's is having a huge sale on annuals, perennials, hanging baskets, vegetables, and more until they're gone. All cement statuary is 25% off. Visit Hoekstra's just west of Fox Lake on Highway A, open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed on Sundays.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and Community Comment continues right now. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We're talking about Fox Lake with Mayor Tom Betnarek and Administrator Kelly Crombie. And there are some new opportunities for people who want to live in Fox Lake, and that's coming in the form of some new housing being developed in the city.
Yeah, so this summer we have two major housing projects going on. We have 72 apartments that are going to be built on the south side of Fox Lake, right on 33, as you're leaving town towards Beaver Dam. And we're going to be putting in also with Valito Homes, eight single-family homes. So we're really happy for both of those developments, especially the single-family homes. I think that's been a missing piece in Fox Lake. We've had more multifamily, but single-family homes are needed, and we're really, really appreciative of all the help we got from the Dodge County Community Development Fund to help put those in.
It seems to me that the housing is an issue just about anywhere you go in America. So do we go back in time a little bit to see where you were looking at this as something that was needed, that you could help facilitate with infrastructure? These are all private developments that you just mentioned, but of course it takes the city being able to make it possible to have people live and have the infrastructure in place.
Sure. So the city's putting in some infrastructure for both of the projects. So for the apartment, we're putting in about 105 feet of infrastructure utilities to access the property. So we're helping with that. On the single-family home, we're serving as the developer of the infrastructure, and then we're going to – the little homes will be building the homes. So kind of a public-private partnership on both of the projects.
Mm-hmm. When did the ball start rolling on this?
We've been working on both of them for a couple of years. It's really a long process for developers to get their financing and everything in line and all their permitting and engineering plans through, you know, the DNR and everything for stormwater. All that takes some time.
And like Kelly said too, thanks to the Dodge County economic people that have helped us to, we put in for a grant from them, and we were blessed to get a good share of money to help for that infrastructure for the single family homes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a program that they started maybe within the last year, and it's part of the county sales tax. And it's just, you know, I keep stating that we're all in this together, because as we grow, the county gets more tax, the city gets more stuff, and it's just everybody benefits from it, so it works out really well.
When did you first realize that the need was there? When did you realize there's demand for people wanting to live in Fox Lake?
I would say probably in the last 5-6 years, because I mean, we had, and Kelly stated with Valito Homes back at Leroy Meats there, we started with some side-by apartments there, and when all of a sudden people heard about it, they were sold before they were built, mm-hmm. which is a good thing, mm-hmm. for us and a developer.
Dodge County has got a lot going for it. I think Dodge County is centrally located, kind of in that triangle between Madison, Milwaukee, and the Valley. And there's a lot of great businesses, Generac's opening up, the data center in Beaver Dam. There's just been a lot of growth in the area. Businesses in Fox Lake are growing with the Department of Corrections in Waupun and Fox Lake. There's a lot of state jobs. Fox Lake also has the lake, which is a huge draw. Great schools in the area. So there's a lot of good positive things about Fox Lake and Dodge County that lead to the success we're having.
Right. It's not just Fox Lake. It's working in Beaver Dam, Waupun, Ripon, whatnot, but they're looking for a place to live. A reasonable commute.
Another developer was Brian Young. He's been building now. He's building some side-bys. He's built some single-family homes in that, too. So it's all, we've got a couple developers that we've been working with, and it's been a success story. There's no doubt.
You mentioned, Kelly, that these are little homes.
No, they're going to be about 1,300, 1,400, 1,500 square feet.
Okay,
so they're three-bedroom, two-bath type of homes.
Okay, all right. Perhaps I misunderstood, these are private initiatives, is this like, it's important, working families in particular are having a hard time finding housing right now. Between these apartments and these homes, can they, will people in that market be able to find something that could suit them?
We're hoping so. I think the homes will probably be in that 300, 330 to 350 range, depending on the level of finishes. They're going to be built on spec, but, if they have a contract beforehand, they'll be able to, customize the finishes with the builder. That's kind of, I think, a decent price point for some families.
And it's in a nice neighborhood. It's in the Solis subdivision, what it was, and they're all pretty new homes up there. So it fits in really well for Fox Lake.
You must be in close contact with a lot of jurisdictions around the area to know when something's happening somewhere else that could benefit Fox Lake.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of sharing of information sometimes. Sometimes there's not as well because of confidentiality that, different developers need while they're working on the project, obviously. But there's been a lot of information sharing with different municipalities and Dodge County, and trying to work together to see the area continue to grow.
Yeah.
Would there be any opportunities for maybe even more housing down the road?
Absolutely. So the city bought 62 acres a couple years ago. There's another 15 platted but unimproved lots that are ready to just have the infrastructure put in. So we have plenty of opportunities. If we can work out a deal with a developer to put some more housing in, we're happy to do so.
What kind of discussions are happening now maybe about what kind of housing that might be?
I think we're right now, in the last 4 or 5 years in Fox Lake, we've had a lot of more multifamily housing come in. We're looking for more of that single family, that owner occupied people that single family leads to more community involvement, community engagement. People tend to be a little bit more engaged when they buy the house and make more of an investment.
Right. They have some skin in the game in the community.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to share with us in terms of what's happening with these new housing developments?
I think it'll be great to have some more housing in the area. There's nothing for sale right now in Fox Lake. The market is very, anything that's listed. We were talking during the break. Anything that's listed is sold, within 2 days. So, seeing some more housing supply come available will be good for the area.
And also with the housing supply brings other businesses, more business, more foot traffic and stuff like that. So it works out really well when you can keep going like we have.
Right. Then you can see more businesses grow and expand like we're seeing with Leroy Meats and Sally Tomato.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be terrific. How far down the road can you look to see, what the needs might be?
I mean, that's always tough because you don't know how the economy is going to go. I think the good news is that, you know, Dodge County is in such a strong area, and so much is going on in the area that we should be relatively safe with what we're planning here.
And what's also nice, too, is that where we're located, too, it don't take long to get to Madison. It don't take long to get to Appleton or, you know, the valleys and that, too. So it's a nice location. And you still have your safety and your privacy a lot in a smaller community.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of what would draw people to this housing would be opportunities to work at big employers like Generac. I think we mentioned that earlier. But, you know, there are places very close to Fox Lake that would be an easy drive that would make Fox Lake an appealing place to live.
Yeah. And we've got Caravan, too, employs a lot of people in our industrial park, which is great because that brings into our community, too.
Okay, very good. We're talking to Tom Bednarik, the mayor of Fox Lake, and Kelly Crombie, the Fox Lake City Administrator, about things that are happening in Fox Lake right now. We appreciate you listening to us. We are a community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Summer deals are heating up at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. From clothing and furniture to housewares and even sporting goods, there's something for everyone. Whether you're updating your space, refreshing your wardrobe, or gearing up for your next adventure, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has you covered. Cool down with hot prices that won't burn your budget. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., right on Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam. Shop, save, support St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News Special Report, I'm Wayne Cabot. The U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled on transgender minors. It says the existing ban on gender-affirming care stands. The ban stands. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says the ruling is strictly on ideological lines.
It's a 6-3 ruling upholding Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care, such as puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery for minors. Chief Justice John Roberts writes, the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause does not prohibit the state from enacting such a law, and that the issue is for the people and their elected representatives, not the courts, to decide. Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote a dissent, and she said she did so in sadness, adding that the court, quote, abandons transgender children and their families to political whims.
There are about 300,000 people between the ages of 13 and 17 who identify as transgender in the U.S., according to the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News, I'm Terry Bell. Three people in Janesville are dead, and a fourth was fighting for their life last we knew. That's after a shooting late yesterday morning at an apartment complex. Authorities say the shooting started as a domestic disturbance. Janesville Police Chief Chad Pearson says there is no danger to the public. Two people are under arrest in Madison. One of them is booked for stalking and attempted murder. Channel 3000 reports law enforcement began investigating a hazmat situation Monday. Authorities aren't saying yet what prompted the investigations. We'll bring you more when we find out more. The Dodgeland School District is close to hiring its next administrator. The school board recently announced its three finalists after 6 months of first-round interviews. They'll tour the district tomorrow, then hold a meet-and-greet starting at 5:30. Final interviews are scheduled for next Tuesday, then the board will announce its final choice. And a major road construction project in Beaver Dam is set to begin tomorrow. Madison Street from Curry to Chatham will be completely rebuilt. Access to the project area will be limited during construction hours. That's typically from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, Monday through Friday. We have more detailed information for you at DailyDodge.com. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 73. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 62. Slight chance for storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. Mainly clear. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 71.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
At Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Orthopedic Clinic, advanced care meets personalized expertise. Their team of skilled general and specialty orthopedic surgeons is dedicated to helping you move better, offering both surgical and non-surgical solutions. They specialize in hip and knee replacement, as well as joint revision, shoulder replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, and hand and upper extremity care. Call 920-219-4009 today, or visit marshfieldclinic.org/beaverdam to learn more.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. It is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all of the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, and then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now we will jump back into the action here on 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. We are talking to Tom Bednarik, the mayor of Fox Lake, and Kelly Crombie, a Fox Lake City Administrator, about all the things happening in Fox Lake right now, and there is quite a bit. And one of the most exciting things happening is to Clausen Park, which is in many ways one of the real heartbeats of your community. The Fox Lake, so obviously, the lake itself is a big part of what makes the community so special. And Clausen Park is the access point for everybody, and you've recently completed some renovations.
Yeah. So this last year and this year, we've undergone significant renovations and improvements to the park in partnership with the Friends of Clausen Park, the Wisconsin DNR through the stewardship program, and the Fox Lake Preservation Organization. So a number of great projects have happened there.
Hmm. No, we're excited because it needed a facelift, and our thoughts are too is that, you know, we're growing so much, like we touched earlier, of the housing and people coming to Fox Lake. And you got to have recreation for them. And this is what's, we put the kayak launch in now and stuff like that. And it's really proven very successful for us.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the kayak launch. Any other specific aspects of the renovation that people would be interested in knowing about?
So the kayak launch, there's a ADA kayak launch, ADA fishing pier. There's also the existing boat launch facilities that were there. There's now new restroom facilities right by the boat launch and the water access there, which is nice. And now we're this year we're working on a brand new playground that'll be installed nearly any day. And we also are working with the FLPO, the Fox Lake Preservation Organization, and the DNR on that with putting in some boat slips. So people can park their boat, get off the boat, you can go downtown, have some pizza, have a drink, do a little shopping, and then go back out to the lake. And so we're really excited about that. That was something FLPO and us have been working on for a couple years to get that project together, and that was a high priority for their membership, and we're happy to help with that, and we're really, I think the business community downtown will really benefit from that as well.
You mentioned that a lot of these amenities are ADA compliant, mm-hmm. and I imagine some of that may be required by law, but I'm guessing it's also just makes it more appealing to more people.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, it does. It just, you know, the playground equipment, we went back and forth of what we were going to put into stuff like that to make it ADA, and it is. It's just a family and orientated.
And I think everything the city does new should be as inclusive as possible.
Yep.
And so that was one of our, working with our engineering firm, MSA, I'm putting the plans together to submit to the DNR. Everything we tried to do was to be as inclusive as possible at the park.
Yeah, you mentioned all these new things that are happening, too. And as far as when the bill comes due, this was all the result of private fundraising, not necessarily city taxes.
Yeah, part of it was private fundraising. So Friends of Clawson Park raised about $80,000. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to leverage that to get a $315,000 grant from the state. And so we matched that. And then this year's projects, the park, the playground equipment, and the boat slips, the playground equipment, the FLPO raised a lot of money for that. We received some grants from Tom Heffron and the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. So we're grateful for the help that Tom's provided his group, not only in some fundraising dollars, but also just the advice and counsel that he gave the Friends of Clawson Park was very helpful. So I think a mix of donated state and city funds on these projects. So it's been a good project.
It has, and like I said too, with the Friends of Clawson Park there, they've done, this is their second park that they got involved with, because the Crocker Street Park they did, and there was no tax dollars involved in that. It was all fundraised to do that, and they're working on this one, and they did a great job. There's no doubt. Volunteers, they do.
Right. And I guess it shows the extent to which people care.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, you know, and some of these amenities are in place, some are still in progress.
Mm-hmm. So by the end of this summer, we should be wrapped up with our Clawson Park projects, and most of the DNR stewardship grant is all in place already, and so we're finishing up now some storage concession building renovations, the playground, and the boat slips.
It usually don't go as fast as you want, because we wanted it done at least by the 4th of July, but we realistically that wasn't possible, so you got to have patience, I guess.
Yeah. Tell us, you know, what Clawson Park means to Fox Lake.
Sure. So, I mean, Fox Lake is the greatest probably natural resource that the area the city has. And so, you know, very few homes in Fox Lake are actually on the lake, though. And so Fox Lake provides that access to the lake for most of the residents who don't happen to live on the lake. It provides access to the lake for the visitors. Fox Lake is a very well-utilized lake from people in the area launching boats and fishing. So there's been you know, seeing Clawson Park getting improved is important, because it does provide that public access to the water, which is our natural resource and draw. There's a lot of great lakes in Dodge County, Fox Lake, Beaver Dam Lake, mm-hmm. Lake Emily. So there's just you know, a lot of recreational opportunities, and this will hopefully allow residents and visitors alike to take advantage of the opportunities we have.
Any events coming up at Clawson Park that might kind of add to its draw appeal?
Yeah. Fox Lake Chamber is putting one on the 5th.
Saturday the
5th of July. They'll have fireworks and everything, too. So the Chamber.
So 6:30, some music, live music starts to about 9:30. Dusk, they'll have the fireworks that Tim Nails has been out getting all of his donations from everyone. It's a pretty good show that they put on.
And I think you're fortunate to have fireworks shows. A lot of communities are cutting back on their fireworks mm-hmm. because they're getting more expensive, harder to insure, harder to get sponsors. It seems like you've got a lot of support to keep the fireworks going in Fox Lake.
Yeah, I think there's been, you know, a lot of support. Like I said, Tim takes that up for the Chamber on getting all the fundraising together for the fireworks. The city, the town, Ergo Bank, FLPO, some private individuals. There's been a lot of people who have stepped up as costs of fireworks continue to increase. So hopefully the Chamber is able to keep that event going, because I think a lot of the residents and visitors appreciate having it.
Yes.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit, Tom, about, you know, kind of the effort. I mean, I imagine year-round it takes people making an effort to make things happen on the night of the 4th of July.
I'm sure, because like Kelly had stated earlier, the fundraising, Tim does a great job on that, but it has to be that a community event, because everybody's got to sponsor it and work to get it, and I know it's well appreciated and it's well attended. Mm. We just hope the weather cooperates.
Okay. Anything else happening at the park that will bring people down?
Nothing that I can think of out of the ordinary
okay.
right now.
Yeah. But just people wanting to get out on the lake, that's the access mm-hmm. point. Playground equipment for the kids and
some weekends too you look at is the boat launch, and they're parked all the way up past the cemetery. It's loaded. I mean, it's especially when the fish start to bite. There are a lot of people, and I'm talking Illinois and the bigger cities, come to Fox Lake. So
Do people launch their boats to fish? Is there any shoreline fishing at all, or is it?
There's a lot of boat launching. Yesterday I was at the park to meet with a contractor, and there were probably 10 people shoreline fishing, which is more than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool to see. But yeah, there's all sorts of, you know, both shore and boat fishing. So.
Very good. We're talking about everything happening in Fox Lake with Mayor Tom Bednarik and Administrator Kelly Crombie on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're going to take a break here and be right back.
Gear up for Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Now through August 17th, play free daily in the Quick Rewards app and earn bonus plays with every eligible purchase. For example, grab one with hot food, that's two bonus plays. Each week, the cash prize climbs by $5,000, all the way to a $250,000 grand prize. So open the app and get climbing. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. See complete details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
Hold on tight. The professional rodeo is stampeding into Dodge County. Saturday, June 28th at 7 p.m., the Dodge County Fairgrounds come alive with heart-pounding action, fearless cowboys, and the wildest bulls in the business. Feel the adrenaline, hear the roar, and witness the thrill. It's the pro rodeo you won't want to miss. Grab your tickets early and save. Advanced discount tickets available now at DodgeCountyFairgrounds.com. Get ready to ride Saturday, June 28th at the Dodge County Fairgrounds.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings on 95.3 WBEV.
providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with the last segment for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking about all things Fox Lake in this edition of Community Comment with Mayor Tom Bednarik and City Administrator Kelly Crombie. And another exciting thing happening in Fox Lake, and I think it's great for any community to have a swimming pool. Not all do. And not only do you have a swimming pool, but you are making it available to anybody in the area and free of charge, which is pretty novel. Kelly, tell me a little bit about how free pool days came to be.
Sure. So I was just, as the new administrator of Fox Lake, the pool attendance wasn't always the best. And, you know, the city subsidizes the operations of the pool with staffing and chemicals and water and equipment. And so I was just looking at ways to try and increase that attendance, and I went to the mayor and the council with an idea to offer a little pilot program to have 15 free days if businesses would sponsor them. We filled up those 15 free days right away in 2023, then opened it up to all the days if businesses wanted to. In 2023 and 24, most of the days were filled. But this year we were able to fill all the days before we even opened, from local businesses and organizations sponsoring days. So that was incredibly generous of the business community to step up and make this happen. And it's been great. We had about 480 people there the other day when it was hot. So it's been really good for families in the area.
Definitely, and the program has been so successful too, is that we've got a couple surrounding communities that have followed the advice, and it was kind of, how would I say, funny to, when Kelly told me that somebody out in Colorado was inquiring how they were doing it, because it was such a success story. So kudos to Kelly, because it was his baby to start with, and it's been, the community support has just been fantastic on it.
Yeah, exactly. Other communities are calling you up and asking, how can we do this? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not just in Colorado, but some here in Wisconsin, sure. Too, right?
Yeah.
So. And, you know, Randolph's getting a new pool, so they've been without a pool. And a lot of businesses, especially in Randolph, have been stepping up and offering to support days. So, you know, we're happy that neighboring community businesses are getting involved, and it's open to everyone from the area, not just Fox Lake. We don't ask for an ID when you come to the door. We're happy to have everyone come. It's a really nice little pool.
I would think that'd be terrific, and I think too it would benefit. I mean, people not only come to the pool from out of town, because they're welcome from no matter where they come from, but you know, they're going to stop off at some place for ice cream on the way home, or for dinner or something like that.
Absolutely. You know, they might stop at Mullins to get an ice cream cone, or they might stop at Leroy Meats, Aggie's Diner. You know, they're hopefully hitting some other establishments in Fox Lake, and it's bringing people to town, gets the kids out of the house for an afternoon with the family, and I think it's been really good.
Yeah, they've got a lot of nice lounge chairs and that we've got around there, so the mom and dad or whoever brings them can watch the children swim in that too. So it's family oriented is what we've tried to strive for.
Do you happen to remember how much admission was before sponsorships became a thing?
Yeah, so it was $5 a person.
Which, and if you got four kids or something, five kids.
You know, that adds up for a day. Mm-hmm. We did have some season passes before, but which were very affordable. But, you know, I think it's just, it's good for families that they don't have to think, should we go or shouldn't we go? We can go. You know, the city clerks say we're seeing a lot of people maybe coming just for an hour, where before they might have to make a day of it because they were paying to get in. Mm-hmm. So, just seeing the parking lot full is good. We partner with the Dodge County Y to staff the pool for the lifeguards, so they've done a great job. That's been a good partnership of them helping us out with making sure that it's staffed so we can keep it open, and appreciate everything they do for us over there too.
I can well imagine that, you know, 15 free pool days, you know, seemed like a good idea at the time. It seems so ambitious to make the leap from 15 to every single day. Mm-hmm. Where did the impetus come to get that ambitious?
Well, I think we were going to start it in 23 with 15 days just to see how it would go. And the sponsorship fee was based on what we would have received at the gate. So the pool is still subsidized by the city. But there were so many businesses that wanted to sign up that missed that first 15. And so that was great to offer it then to all the days. We had a lot of success this year ahead of time. Last couple years, first couple of days were always free, it seemed. You had to pay to get in still, but this year we were able to film all before the pool opened. So that was really good for area families. And I think businesses appreciate being able to be involved and get some support back and, you know, recognition for their sponsorship as well.
We have a sign up every day for who's sponsoring it, so they get the recognition of who's putting it on that day.
What other communities have reached out to you about this? I think you mentioned Randolph.
Well, Randolph is building a new pool this year. So we worked with a lot of Randolph businesses when their pool, when they shut that down and started the process of building their new pool. Cambria has been doing some. Then a city in Colorado reached out too. So It's been a good program that we're happy, and hopefully we can continue it into the future.
Any idea that this might become the new model for public pools everywhere?
I don't know. A lot of other pools are bigger, and they might cost more to run. So I can't speak to all the finances at every city. Our pool is relatively small, which is really nice for small kids. It's zero depth entry. The maximum depth is about 4.5 feet, I want to say, in the deep end. So, you know, it's not a pool for diving, but, you know, there's some slide and some amenities. It's a really nice pool for families with young kids. And
it's always kept clean and attractive, too, which is makes you want to come back.
So it seems like maybe the sponsorship model maybe not be the best fit for every community, but for the right community, it can be a terrific thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we charge $200 for a weekday and $250 for a weekend day, which is affordable enough for a small business to want to do it. And so, like I said, it's been really good for us. And
like you say, it's done wonders for attendance. Did you say, I want to say, up by 400%?
Yeah, in 2022, we had about 3,000 people attend the pool in the summer, and now we're about 12,000 to 13,000. So, you know, that's been quite an increase. You know, like I said, we had 480 one day last week. So hopefully this weekend the weather's going to top out, I think, at 92 or something, they said on the radio this
morning.
It's
going to get hot, yeah.
I'm sure that it'll be full, and, you know, it'll be good. It'll be a good weekend for the pool. And hopefully people can cool down.
Yeah. From how far away have people been taking advantage of this fact that they don't have to be a Fox Lake resident to use the pool?
We had a summer camp from McFarland come up. You know, that's from the Madison area. I see a lot of, athletic T-shirts from Marquezan area. Marquezan, Fox Lake, Randolph, you know, Beaver Dam. Most of it's been Dodge County area, but... we've had people from a little bit further out, too. So.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, a pool or a water park is a great resource for a community to have, but not every community has one.
They're very expensive, both to build and to run and operate and maintain. So Randolph's going through that right now. They had some large donors, but, Beaver Dam has a new splash pad they built. So, you know, there's always... other communities having them, but they are an amenity for families, but they're also expensive with the kind of the short operating season yeah. that we have in Wisconsin, and large capital expenses.
I can well imagine. Yeah, maintenance in particular. Yeah, for sure. Anything else? We've talked about a lot of topics today. Is there anything else in our last couple of minutes with our friends here on the air that you think they ought to know about?
Well, we really appreciate BEVX Arrow for having us here to explain a little bit, and we're very excited. I've been involved with the city of Fox Lake a lot of years, and the growth we've had and the support we've had has been great. I mean, some of the old-timers in Fox Lake either come up to me and say, you know, geez, I'm really glad to see what we're doing. We're no longer that old retirement town anymore. So, but it is. When you do invest in your community, and that's what we're doing is invest in community, you have to have things for them to do and stuff. And that's why we've got the Clausen Park, the swimming pool we've talked about, and different things like that. So, no. We're very happy with what's going on in Fox Lake, and we're going to continue to grow and be successful like we are.
Yeah, and one builds on the other. Exactly. The increased business leads to the demand for housing and recreation, and the nicer houses and the nicer amenities lead to more businesses wanting to come. So it all just sort of feeds on itself, doesn't it?
You're investing in your community. That's the biggest thing is you have to do is to invest to. Mm-hmm. To stay with the times and grow. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just encourage everyone in the area to come and spend a day in Fox Lake. You can go out fishing. You can go have a nice dinner. Maybe do some swimming. There's some cool shops downtown to check out. So we're a great day trip for people in the area.
Yeah, and great. I got to say, I took a drive through Fox Lake recently, and I was really impressed with the 19th century architecture, some gorgeous old buildings in Fox Lake.
Yeah, I think a lot of improvements downtown recently with some businesses doing some renovations. Fox Lake Lounge took a building that was pretty much abandoned and completely renovated that through a grant we received from the Wisconsin Economic Development, Nails Real Estate, and Katie Hunt Photography, just put on a new facade to their building. So there's been a lot of improvements downtown in improving some buildings because they are old 1800s buildings, a lot of them, and well maintained. But nice to see some improvements too.
Very good. We'll have to leave it there. We're just about out of time. We want to thank Fox Lake Mayor Tom Bednarik and City Administrator Kelly Crombie for joining us for this past hour of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hit a home run with the next WBEV Milwaukee Baseball Bus Trip of the season, presented by Aaron Bischoff of Edward Jones. Join us Wednesday, July 30th as Milwaukee takes on Chicago. Just $60 gets you a Loge infield seat and deluxe motor coach transportation to and from the game. Bus departs the Market parking lot at 10:30 a.m. for a 1:10 first pitch. Sign up today at the WBEV Studios, 100 Bill McCullum Way in Beaver Dam during business hours.